Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, and the gambling commission's hanging on by the skin of its teeth. Well, now everything.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Friday. I want to tell you about my friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. We went and we added on to our home. We renovated our home. Let's be honest. We gutted our home. We couldn't have done it unless Mark Hawkins said, hey, Mickey, you know, you're eligible to do it this way. We can find a way for you to do this. You can find a way to structure this loan, and we can get you a lot more money to deal with here. And as a result, you never saw the before product, did you, Zach, or Mr. 24 Jack Lake Tonto coffee Eskimo brother?
I've seen pictures of it when I was not there before it was built.
Like night and day. Mm-hmm. I'm not embarrassed to have people over anymore. Thanks to Mark Hawkins and his great team. If you want to buy a home, if you want to refinance your home, if you want to remodel your home, let Prime Lending do it. Local people taking care of you. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. We have a tweet to get to today.
You know what? I've already responded to it.
Yeah.
We had Brad check in this morning. Yeah. Brad has about to be 1-year-old daughter.
Beautiful.
And he sent us a picture, says, my youngest daughter turns 1 tomorrow. I quote tweeted it saying, we will absolutely not wish this beautiful little girl the happiest birthday in the first year of her life. We also will not be caught hoping she has nothing but success and prosperity in her life to come. We won't do it, Brad. Sorry.
A couple things. Right now, her birthday's tomorrow, right?
Yes. Yes.
Right now, and she turns 1 tomorrow, right?
1 year old tomorrow.
Right now, she's still 0.
She's still 0. So it means nothing to me. Let me know when she turns 1.
Means everything to me. Happy birthday.
Beautiful little girl. Good luck to you.
Yeah. Many, many, many more. Beautiful. Too bad she's not cute. My wife always says, too bad your kid's not cute when they're really cute like that. That's good stuff. Case you missed hour number 1. We talked a lot of NFL in our first hour.
We did. We had football last night.
I know. It was nice to see. I was flipping stations around. It was nice to see. I want to get to... Zach, did Mickey just call you coffee Eskimo brother? Yeah, we're drinking coffee this morning.
Welcome to my life, friend. If I do anything remotely similar to Mickey Plyler now, that's what he says. And inevitably, someone texts him.
Do you guys know what that means?
Yep, we do. Yep,
that's why we call it that.
Yes, he does.
Yes. I like having a good time with that. Stuart says, agree with expectations and attitude change. However, makes me wonder, how comfortable are we with expecting 15 of this season? Just this season as an extra loaded all over the team, loaded this team all over the place. Is this the first team to go 15-0? Bama couldn't do it. No team in college football history has ever done it. If Clemson, I expect to win every game. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that expectation. If you went 14-1 and won the national championship, I'm fine with that. If you went 14-1 and lost the national championship game, you know what? Quite frankly, I'm fine with that. You lose in the playoffs, that's fine. Once you get there, you know, you're playing a good team, and who knows what can happen. You know, I started thinking about it like this, Mr. Or24. You know how close Oklahoma came to win the national championship last year?
How close?
A fourth down play or third down play in which it was like 3rd and 2 and they got stuffed, and then they ended up kicking a field goal to tie it in overtime rather than send a double overtime. I mean, to send a double overtime rather than going for it. Probably would have gone for it right there. Just put the whole season on the line, just get one play. But Oklahoma had the ball. They held Georgia to a field goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had the ball with a chance to win in overtime. And then they got like, first I have to go back and look at plays again, but they got like good yardage and second down good yardage. And so it was like 3rd and 2 or something. They don't make it and they kick a field goal. They go for it, they make it. They win the national championship. Oklahoma would have beat Alabama last year, in my opinion. Alabama's couldn't have stopped Baker Mayfield. They couldn't have outscored Baker Mayfield the way Georgia did. I think Oklahoma would win the national title if they just win that one game. So if you're Oklahoma, you're just close, man. They go to a double overtime game. Alabama goes to an overtime game. Of the 3 playoff games last year, you're talking about overtime. You had three overtimes in the playoffs last year. Just once you get there, you don't know. Right? It makes sense?
Absolutely.
So that wouldn't be a huge disappointment. The thought, though, is that Clemson fans, you got to stop. There are still Clemson fans out there who have that Bowden mentality of, well, you know, going to Wake Forest, we never play well up there. You think Alabama ever says, well, we never play well against Vanderbilt? And you know what? A lot of times, there was a time in my lifetime where Alabama kind of struggled putting Vanderbilt away. They really did.
Sure.
But Bama fans don't say, whew, man, we got to go to Nashville. That's a house of horrors for us. Oh, no. Ole Miss beat us two out of 3 years, 2 years ago. Oh, no. No, instead you just go just beat the socks off of them. Last year, Alabama, after losing, let's see if I'm right by saying this. Alabama lost to Ole Miss in 14 and 15. Last year, they beat them, in 2016, they beat them 48-43. They play Ole Miss at home last year, and some guys go, oh, man, Ole Miss. They beat them 66-3. See, Clemson is now going to Wake Forest, and there are no more House of Horrors. And Clemson is now going to Duke, and there's no more House of Horrors. Oh, man, the Louisville game is always close. Nope, not anymore. It's not. Oh, we always got to worry about a letdown whenever you play Georgia Tech. Nope. No. Paul Johnson's offense is not a House of Horrors anymore. You see what I'm saying? You got to change the mentality around here.
Yep.
To expect to just dominate teams. Make sense?
I'm so excited that most of the fan base is coming around on this mindset and this mantra now. I am. Because if you were careless enough to throw that out there, as I was, in previous years, that we need to have that mindset. That should be the way we feel towards things. It was, well, you don't understand. You weren't here in those years. It was some lean years in the day. And it was tough. It was tough to go up there to Wake Forest. You know, Boston College is no easy trip up there. It's tough to go up there to
Malarkey.
Boston College. And that was...
Four and five stars beat two and three stars.
It was frustrating to hear that time and time again. It was almost like you were holding yourself back. So acknowledge the past. Don't forget the past. Know it's there. Know what you can revert to. But embrace the future there, boys. Embrace the future.
All right. Chubbs and Cheese in Simpsonville. Chubbs and Cheese.
What a name.
This guy. Says, Mickey, all this pressure on Trevor Lawrence, is anything short of a championship and a Heisman going to be considered a bust? Let me say this. A championship, first of all, on the Heisman talk, there's been a lot of times where the best player in college football didn't win the Heisman. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't sit here and tell you that he's going to win the Heisman. There's a ton of guys who Peyton Manning never won the Heisman. He might have been the best player in college football a couple of those times, whatever, but over the 3 or 4 year period he was. But did he win the Heisman? No. You know what? Some things happen. There might be a back. I don't know what Anderson from Oklahoma. He might have 2,000 yards rushing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that wouldn't say anything about Trevor Lawrence, right? If Justin Fields comes out and has, as a junior year, throws for 3,000 yards and rushes for 1,500 and has 55 touchdowns, and Lawrence throws for 4,000 yards and has 52 touchdowns, and they give the Heisman Trophy to Justin Fields, that says nothing about Trevor Lawrence. The Heisman Trophy is a crapshoot. Sometimes the best player doesn't win it. Deshaun Watson is a good example of that. So I can't sit here and tell you that he's going to win the Heisman Trophy. Is it fair enough?
Yes.
As far as championships go, he's going to win an ACC title or two or three or four. Only four won't be here but 3 years. He's going to have you in playoff contention. You know, once you get there, I don't know. But, yeah, I would be disappointed if he's not in those playoffs giving you chances to win championships. Again, what if we have another Florida State 2013 or 14? Which one was it?
2013.
Yeah. What if we have another one of those? That's not that says nothing about Trevor Lawrence. It says nothing about Clemson's football program. If there's just another team out there, this is unbelievable. Georgia, the way they're recruiting, Alabama, the way they're recruiting, they might go on a big run. You don't know. But Clemson will be in that conversation. RJ Atlanta says, what about Syracuse Pittsburgh? Your argument is flawed. Teams can be beat by any team. Of course they can. That's why you play 15 games out of the season.
Absolutely.
Everybody. Ole Miss beat Alabama two years in a row.
But RJ, did you go into those games thinking Clemson was going to lose?
No, you don't go into those games thinking that. No. And if you do, then guess what?
The fetus
mentality.
You have
a loser mentality. No one thought about that. No one thinks about, oh, no. Because for the most part, you know what Clemson does when they play Syracuse? They kick them in the teeth when they play Syracuse in football.
You expect them to win those games 10 times out of 10.
Right. And that's okay. Because you can say, well, Syracuse, the House of Horrors, I got that one. No, because Clemson beat Syracuse in 14. Clemson beat Syracuse in 15. Clemson beat Syracuse in 16. So, no, you expect to beat Syracuse, and that's okay. Yeah, upsets are going to happen. You're not going to win every game. 15-0 is darn near impossible, but you're not going to go into a game thinking you're going to lose.
I'm looking for a 45-0 from Trevor Lawrence, and if it doesn't happen, failure of his time here.
Oklahoma last year, I told you, Oklahoma came basically one play away from the national championship, but Oklahoma lost last year to Iowa State.
People forget that.
They lost at home.
In Norman.
To Iowa State.
Boomer Sooner.
Georgia could have very easily won the national championship last year. Georgia got beat by Auburn 40-17.
Man, Georgia. What if that's as close as they get?
They won't be.
What if it is?
I can just tell you.
I mean, that'll just hurt. That'll kill me. I'll be so upset for them.
I can just tell you, it won't be.
I'll be so upset.
The way Georgia's recruiting right now.
For your team.
No, man. Not the way Georgia's recruiting right now. Georgia's recruiting right now so good that Kirby Smart and his guys can't screw it up. They're just that good. 654-ROAR, 654-7627, Northern Communication phone lines. Texture in the 706. Where's the 706?
706? Isn't that Atlanta?
No.
I don't know.
Atlanta's like 770 and 404.
I'm going to look it up real quick. It's down in Georgia, outside metropolitan Atlanta.
Oh, really? Didn't know that. Says Tiger Woods talk? Yeah, Tiger Woods, I thought, had a stirring comeback yesterday. 3 over par through 2 holes. And then it's in Augusta, Bubba Britton, my good friend Bubba says. And then came back and put himself in contention. He didn't lose the golf tournament yesterday. He's not playing great.
He's 6 shots back right now.
Yep.
It could have
been a disaster.
He's going to have a low day if we're going to talk about him seriously on the weekend.
Yep. Yep. Good point.
And I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I think he makes the cut. I think he's around on the weekend. But I don't think he's in on the weekend.
Yeah. We'll see how that turns out.
We're Ricky Fowler guys for this weekend.
I like Ricky Fowler. I understand. I asked Larry Pinley one time, is he a good kid? Yeah, he's a good kid. He's a nice kid. He was very nice to us when we played against Oklahoma State and something. He's a nice guy. I like pulling for the good guys sometimes.
As someone who has personally traveled with Ricky Fowler, I can say
he's a nice guy. On planes with him, jumps across the pond with him.
Yeah, there was a class difference there. I'm sitting in the back of the bus. He's up front in first class.
Fiance with him?
Yes. I only had a girlfriend with me at the time, so I couldn't even match that. It was terrible.
You beat him in that category, by the way.
Yeah.
Good for you. I wanted to get into Alabama a little bit. Do I have time? Josh Williams is going to join us at 7:25 this morning. I don't have time.
Can
to
you do it
now.
In 2 minutes?
No, I can't. There are some folks out there who think that this Alabama team will be better than last year's Alabama team. I don't doubt that. Look, Alabama last year was not a great Alabama go-down-in-history team. Beat A&M by 8. Yeah, the LSU game, remember that? They kind of struggled. They had 299 yards against LSU. Auburn beat them convincingly. 26-14. So in the end, it was not a. I didn't think it was a great Alabama team. I thought it was a good Alabama team. There's something they're going to be better. I'll tell you why coming up a little bit later on. I want to tell you about my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Your garage floor could look amazing. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com, 404-8158, 404-8158. Let these guys come in and just give you a presentation. It doesn't take long. It's going to be amazing. 404-8158, CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Get in touch with them. They're going to come in and give you a no-obligation deal there. Your garage floor is going to be awesome. It's solid epoxy base. It really is going to be amazing. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Josh Williams is going to talk about a little bit about the PGA Championship and a little bit about some top 10 programs out there in the coaches' poll and who could disappoint in that poll. More on your turn right after this.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
The summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture is now in progress at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your patio, porch, or pool and save during the summer clearance sale at Craft Stove Store and Patio. Available for immediate delivery, buy it now and enjoy it tomorrow. It's the summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio on Waithampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
ZeroRes is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Let's tee up and get this day going. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If that's who you think we are, you're making a fatal miscalculation, son.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Friends at Reed's Jewelers want to be your jeweler. They want to help you out with all of your buys. Look, Reed's Jewelers, they want to learn more of you, learn more about your family. They want to make sure everything goes right. It's our great friends at Reed's, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. We are getting ready for fall. We're getting ready for football. Guys, if you want to get out of the doghouse, one way to do that, Reed's Jewelers. That's a little deposit in your future over there. REEDS.com. Let Wally Odom and that great established team, that experienced team, help you find the right present, right gift at the right price as well. They won't get beat on any of those. Reed's Jewelers, over the upper level of Hillmall in Greenville. Our good friend J-Dub joins us next. Josh Williams. Good morning, Josh. How you doing this morning?
Hey, man. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Couldn't be better. Belle Reve Country Club, St. Louis, Missouri. We saw a soft golf course yesterday. We saw, obviously, nothing shocking here about soft temperatures. We saw a few guys play themselves out of the golf tournament, maybe, and then a couple of guys put themselves in a great position. What were your thoughts day one? And I'll ask you about moving forward, but what reviewing yesterday, what did you see yesterday?
For all the talk going in about how, a little bit of problems with the greens and how the soft conditions were going to play, I'm actually surprised the scoring wasn't a little bit lower. I even heard some couple of Golf Channel analysts that said that you shouldn't be surprised at all if you see some scores in the, 62, 61 range at some point this week. And maybe we'll get it, but, the rough's only going to get thicker the next few days. So, it's shaping up to be a pretty good leaderboard, with the exception of, a couple. I think most of the guys that you kind of thought were going to play well, are playing well. So, I'm interested to see going forward, but, the main defense, it looks like on the golf course is the rough for one. Obviously the bunkering and fairway bunkers off the tee, those are kind of, didn't notice it at first, but from the little bit I saw, those are kind of mowed, straight from the fairway into the bunker. So they kind of feed in there a little bit more than normal, not having a secondary and a rough cut before you get there. But, interesting to see going forward, but you got to like the guys that, can kind of take advantage of the place off the tee and if the greens are going to be as soft as they look like, there's not as much defense there and just being able to throw darts.
Yeah, I don't think that we'll see the greens get any firmer. I think the humidity and those kind of conditions would be one thing there. But the other side of it is I thought we saw a pretty versatile leaderboard. I mean, Woodland bombs it, but yet Zach Johnson does it. And, the Jason Day bombs it, but yet Stuart Sink does it. And Dustin Johnson bombs it, and yet there's players like Kisner. I don't know, some of these guys out here who really – Webb Simpson, he doesn't bomb it, and these guys are playing well. It looks to me like there's a little versatility on top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, Woodland, he's one that, he's been kind of in a little rough patch or a lull this middle part of the year. But, he made something like 152 feet and change of putt, so – given his track record, that's definitely not going to continue. So for him to kind of stay in there, his proximity's got to get a little bit better probably. One thing Jason Day is one that obviously his numbers have been so good and with putting and around the green and everything. And he struggled some basically off the tee with his iron play, but, someone pointed this out to me and I didn't realize it at first, but this course is it's got 12 dogleg lefts on it, so that definitely sets up well in his wheelhouse. And you look at yesterday, I think he only missed one green and he hit something like about 80% of the fairway, so it's definitely setting up well for him.
A little surprised that Patrick Reed didn't play any better. A little surprised that Justin Thomas kind of didn't play as good on the backside. Tony Finau, a long bomber, he didn't play well yesterday. Some of those on there. Let me ask you about Ryder Cup, because looking at it right now, there are some guys that are on that bubble that have to play well. Mickelson didn't play well. Like I said, Finau didn't play well. Kyle Stanley did play well. Kisner is in there as well, kind of playing well. What's the Ryder Cup storyline to follow here in the next 3 days?
Yeah, so this is, they'll lock in the top eight. The top six are safe, and there's definitely some separation from them and the rest. So, obviously, DJ, Koepka, Thomas, Reed, Bubba, and Spieth are safe, with the separation in those points there. Within that 7 to 10 range, you've got Ricky Fowler, Webb Simpson, DeChambeau, and Mickelson. Ricky's even got a little bit of separation there between 7th and 8th. So you feel good about him being on there regardless. So then that's 7, and Mickelson's going to be picked for a captain's pick no matter what. Kuchar's down there in 12th. You probably feel pretty good. He's going to be a captain's pick. And then whoever qualifies for 8th, they're, out of Webb or DeChambeau. So basically it kind of comes down to, you know, there's a lot of young guys that have had really good years. You know, Bryson DeChambeau had a really good all-around year. His stats kind of line up well. And it's going to be interesting to see who Furyk takes, because it's probably going to be more looking at who pairs well with who that may come down to those last couple of selections. You know, and you got Tiger in there. I mean, I guess you say it's a given he's going to be taken. I don't know. If it was me, I would almost say no. I might would take one of the other guys, but, you know, I don't know. It remains to be seen. I doubt he would be left out.
Let me ask you about a couple of, actually, three players' candidacy. Xander Schauffele is a guy that played great in the Tour Championship last year. He played great over in at Carnoustie this past year. In the big moments, the guy's kind of shined. He's a young player. Can you see his candidacy becoming even stronger here now, and really him really being, if he doesn't make the team on points here with the top eight, maybe he could be a good candidate to get picked?
Yeah, he needs a good next month or so. I mean, he's one coming into this week. He's played in six majors in his young career, and he's finished top six in three of them. And then you throw in, obviously, you know, he was tied for second in the players this year. And obviously what you said, he won the Tour Championship last year as well. So, I mean, in the big events, he definitely does show up. And he's one. Obviously, you got Tony Finau there as well, that's right behind Schauffele in the standings, that he's been top 10 in every major so far, is really coming on. And he's a bomber. You'd like this, you know, you might want to get another one of those in the lineup there. But, you know, in the end, it might come down to who he feels best about can make putts. And obviously that's not Finau's strong suit, but, you know, Xander's a pretty good putter in his own right.
Now, two local guys, one good putter in Kisner, one not so good putter in Kyle Stanley. Stanley right now is 14th on this list. Kisner's 15th on this list. Is it safe to say that both these guys have to play pretty doggone well if they're going to have a chance to be picked or get in that top eight? Or get in top eight, for sure, but could they be a pick by maybe not playing as well as they need to play this week?
Yeah, I think it's a tall task for both of those two, honestly. You know, Kisner really hadn't had that great of a year until, you know, a couple of recent tournaments, obviously starting with the Open. You know, Stanley's had the better year between the two of them, you know, but even then, I think those two would have to go on a pretty significant run through the rest of the year and going through the FedEx Cup playoffs to be in serious consideration.
Let me give you one more name just to look out for. Luke List, the guy bombs it. He's played great in some big events. He's way back there at like 26, but I think Luke List could get hot here in the next few weeks, maybe make a case for himself. Possibility, or is just way too far back to be in consideration?
I think he's a little bit outside. He does bomb it, but yeah, he can't put a lick.
Zach Johnson at number 19 right now? He played well yesterday?
Yeah, that could be one for sure.
Yeah. It's interesting. See, Woodland's at 22nd. Jimmy Walker's at 21st. There's a bunch of guys in there. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. All right, we had the coaches poll came out since we last spoke. And you think there's a team or two or three in there of that coach's top 10 that might be set up for a disappointing 2018 as compared to those expectations?
I mean, history suggests, and I just pulled the last few years basically in the playoff era, history suggests that there's going to be at least one team that's ranked in that preseason top 10 that will finish the season unranked. You know, you look at last year, Florida State was third. You know, they were unranked, finished 7-6. 2016, you had Notre Dame came in at preseason number 10. They finished 4-8. And then 2015, you had Auburn and Southern Cal. They're at 6-8. Preseason, they both were unranked, finishing with six losses. And even in 2014, you had Oklahoma. That was preseason number four. That was coming off their Sugar Bowl win that previous year, and that they got blown out, obviously, by Clemson in the Champs Bowl. They were 8-5. And then also South Carolina was ninth preseason that year when they finished 7-6. So when you look at that, to me, it almost kind of seems a little bit harder to pick out, because it seems like a lot of those teams that are in there, their schedules – set up well for them.
Yeah.
Obviously, Alabama, Clemson, Georgia for sure. Oklahoma might be on a little more tenuous ground than most think. If some of those, like Texas, West Virginia kind of steps up, you know, this is one that obviously their offense was incredible last year, but, their defense was definitely nothing to hang their hat on. So, I don't know, if the offense takes a step back, in that quarterback's change from Mayfield to Murray, that they might be on a little shaky ground possibly. But I guess if I had to pinpoint a couple, I would look at Penn State. Obviously, they're probably in the toughest division in football there with Michigan State and Ohio State. New coordinator there that, Moorhead probably doesn't get enough credit for what he did and turned around that offense those last couple, 2-3 years. Maybe even you look at Auburn just for sheer amount of what they've got on their schedule. Obviously, even in just November, they played Georgia and Alabama, both on the road. And then obviously the opener they've got with Washington, and if they lose that one there. And maybe you can cheat a little bit. The one that kind of intrigues me a little bit will upset our mutual friend maybe is Notre Dame. They're sitting just outside at number 11. And the big thing with them is they have been awful in the month of November the last 5 years. They're 4-11 against Power 5 opponents the last 5 years. And those four wins are only against Boston College, Pittsburgh, and twice against Wake Forest. And when you kind of look at their last 4 to 5 games this year, they got a lot of travel. They have a cross-country trip playing Navy in San Diego. They have road games against Northwestern, another cross-country trip to end the year against Southern Cal, and then sandwiched in between. Obviously, they got a primetime game with Florida State and then another game with Syracuse in their Shamrock Classic where they got to go to New York playing in that Yankee Stadium. So there'll be three cross-country flights in there. And for a team that's kind of faded down the stretch, I know they're trying some things to try to get that under wraps and maybe kind of figure out the problem and budgeting time better for those guys. But that's one that I'm intrigued, I guess, to keep my eye on.
I agree with that. You mentioned schedule. Just on paper, which is what schedules are right now, Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, I agree with that one. Auburn, the Washington game's going to tell a lot. LSU's at home, going to Mississippi State, A&M at home, at Georgia, at Alabama. I can see Auburn having 3 or 4 losses as far as not being ranked there. Of course, they'd still be ranked with 5 losses in the SEC. Oklahoma's one that's intriguing to me because everybody's buying Kyler Murray. I want to ask you about Kyler Murray. He did have some good stats last year. I just think that Oklahoma's running game worked last year. They averaged 218 yards a game on the ground. The reason that it worked is Baker Mayfield was the best downfield passer in college football last year, and you had to respect that. And as a result, Anderson and Sermon and some of those guys had really good years. I'm not sure Kyler Murray is that, and I'm not sure Oklahoma has a defense that can hold down. And then you go at Iowa State. Texas, I think, is going to be better. At TCU. At West Virginia, to me, I think Oklahoma's a prime candidate for this list. I think you talked about that maybe a little bit. But the schedule's a big part of all this, right?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Florida State was the big collapse last year in losing the quarterback and everything that went there. But when you look at the last 5 years, would you say they've been – I don't know, an underachiever, and I know they're not on this list now, but I saw something that kind of piqued my interest with them.
Florida State?
Would you say overall they've been an underachiever the last 5 years?
Well, that 13 team was the best team we've seen maybe in the last 20 years, and as a result, one of the things that has happened here is that they lost games they had no business in losing. In 2015, losing to Georgia Tech. Remember that? That was the blocked field goal. Was that a blocked field goal?
Yeah.
Had no business losing that one. Losing 63-20 to Louisville. They lost to North Carolina as a 10-point favorite in that one. They just lost some games. Lost to, again last year, NC State. And again, the quarterback, I'm taking 17 out. Jimbo Fisher's teams outside of Jameis Winston when he was there, they just lost double-digit favorite games that they had no business in losing. And it happened a couple times, one or two times a year there. So, yeah, I would say that's underachieving program, yes.
So, all right, so how about I'll leave you with this. In the post-Jameis Winston, or excuse me, post-championship Florida State teams from 14 to 17, they had a point differential, net point differential of plus 515. That 2013 team we just talked about that won the national title, their point differential in that year alone was plus 553.
In 14 games, they outscored their opponent by 553 points?
Average of 39.5 points a game. That is obviously the largest in history, actually edged out. The 95 Nebraska team, that was their average margin of game was 38.7. So it even almost put another whole point on top of them.
I'm glad you mentioned that. That Nebraska team with Tommy Frazier, those teams he had, I would say those Southern Cal, Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart teams, the Miami 01 team, and the Florida State 2013 team, those are the four best teams I've ever seen in college football. And maybe, I mean, you go back and look at it, every single starter from four states in the NFL that year. But since then, had no idea, didn't know that was the case. And since then, they've lost, in the last 4 years, they've lost 13 football games in 4 years. So post-Jameis Winston, it just hadn't gone all that great. And actually, in the last 3 years in one game, because they lost to Oregon in that game. So in their last, let me see, 26 and 13, in the last 39 games, they've lost 11 in the last 39. So not great stuff there. Hey, man, always look forward to it. Let's talk some more football, talk some more Ryder Cup next week when we visit.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on. Look forward to it.
All right. That's our career friend, Josh Williams. How do you know those stats? How do you know those? He knows them like nobody else. Our friends at Katichi want you to come down. I'm going to keep telling you this, guys, and I want you to call down, get in touch with Shannon, get in touch with our good friends at Katichi. Greg and those good folks down there. If you want to talk about top of the level, top of the world staying, the cottages they have there, the home, the cabin they have there, and the lake house they have there, if you got groups anywhere from 2 to 20 that are coming to a Georgia football game this year or a Clemson football game this year, sign up for it now and get some great golf in there, some great food in there. The wife can do the massages. They can do the you can play golf in there, get some great food. They've got a Sprinter van that can take you to the games itself. Call today. Go to Katichi today to find out more about that. Katechee.com. Katichi wants to take care of you. They really want you to come in and have an unbelievable weekend. You know, I told you this yesterday. The schedule just doesn't excite people. So the teams excite you. Georgia's going to be great. Clemson's going to be great. But playing Georgia Southern and Furman and Austin Peay and Middle Tennessee State and Vanderbilt and some of these teams, maybe the schedule doesn't have you excited. Make this an exciting part of your football weekend. Katechee.com, Katechee.com. Don't stay in a little tiny little hotel somewhere. Stay with these guys. It's going to be great. Short break. We'll come back. I want to start looking at this Alabama deal. After looking at them and watching them, there's some folks think they will be better this year. I can agree with that. I'll tell you why when you return right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2018 Clemson football single game tickets are currently available.
Go at left side looking for Higgins in the end zone. Ball batted up to there. Higgins comes down with a touchdown.
Visit ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your tickets to see the Tigers in Memorial Stadium this fall. You can also visit ClemsonTigers.com for a list of game day designations to help plan out your visit to Clemson. Be sure and purchase your tickets today before they are gone. It's Clemson Tiger football. We'll see you in Death Valley.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Fall is almost here, so Carolina Lawn and Tractor is helping you gear up for it with John Deere. John Deere has special low-rate financing as low as 0.9% for 60 months on Gator utility vehicles. Save $400 on Gator XUV, the ultimate in outdoor work and fun. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi compact equipment at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Do you need LED tube lights, floodlights, high bay, or canopy lights? Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebates upfront to you with a verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com for more information or call 864-401-8506.
The 105.5 The Roar annual NCAA college football kickoff show is Thursday, August 16th at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. The whole crew will be on hand to break down the 2018 college football season from 5 until 8 at Twin Peaks, sponsored by Engineered Sleep.
Tune in Thursdays as Murdoch Superstores welcomes our weekly conversation with Daniel Shirley of the Athletic Atlanta. He'll bring us updates on the Bulldogs, the Yellow Jackets, and the Falcons. Thursdays with Daniel Shirley of the Athletic Atlanta. Brought to you by Murdoch Superstores in Livonia.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do?
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Roosters wants to cut your guys' hair. Roosters wants to cut your kids' hair. Hey, don't forget, man, you guys are going back to school. Your kids are going back to school. Take the boys by. Take your sons by. Men's Grooming Center. Treat them right. Like, start them off right. Roosters. RoostersMGC.com. RoostersMGC.com. Go by and see them. Pelham Road over in Greenville. Our great friends over at Roosters. They've got a customer loyalty program. They've got a lot of great stuff going on there. It's our great friends over at Roosters. You okay?
Yeah, I'm just, we have someone waiting on hold.
I think she got a bone to pick with you.
With me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
You know, by the way, my wife Meredith on the phone now. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
You're always giving Zach a hard time, right?
Zach, have you gotten Kristen any Urban Nirvana packages yet?
After the engagement? No, I have not.
I mean, it's time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you want her to stay on.
No, I mean, I hear you, Meredith. Are you at work already? Or what's going on there?
I'm not. We go in a little late today.
You go in at 10 today? Is that right? Did I hear that correctly?
do.
You can't get these educators getting to work before noon hardly anymore. It's just ridiculous.
Crack of noon.
I mean, my goodness.
Crack of noon after a whole summer off. Mary, you got
well,
a bone.
Go ahead.
No, I said you got a bone to pick with
whenever you call and get Kristen's package, is there any way that you could pick me up a little prenatal package?
No. No way. No way.
Way.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Let's go. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
That is awesome.
Hey, Mary. I thought I'd be excited. How about that?
Is that? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you guys messing with me? Because I'm gonna be really upset if you're messing with me.
No, we're not messing with you.
Let's go! Let's go!
You like that?
That's awesome! Congratulations.
Hey, Mayor, I told you he'd be excited, right?
He wasn't quite as excited as we thought.
That's awesome.
How about that, man?
I've been joking about this for months.
I need to, in full disclosure.
I know, I've heard.
Yeah.
In full disclosure, I told Meredith this. We found out on Father's Day, which is really cool. I'll tell you the whole story in a minute.
Okay.
But I came, and not knowing it, you're like, girls know this kind of thing. It's like if your wife doesn't drink alcohol, like, oh, she must be pregnant, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I knew it. And then I came in one day without even thinking about it. I was like, I was really tired one morning. Yeah. You remember this?
Yeah.
And I said, hey, man, I didn't sleep last night. Mary was sick. You know, she didn't sleep last night. It's like, and you went, well, she's pregnant. I went, come on, man. So I've been denying it forever. Right? Just been denying it forever.
He comes home in distress, like, Zach knows everything.
I was like, did you tell Zach?
Zach does not know.
How about that, man?
That is awesome. I'm
Dude,
so
your,
excited.
Your reaction's the best, though.
I'm so excited.
That's awesome. We had to beep out when he said, hell yeah. We could just
well, you
yeah.
know what?
We could do some doctoring of that.
When is the due date?
February 19th.
Fantastic.
Yeah, everything great so far. So we're 12 and a half weeks, right, Mayor? 12 and a half?
Yep.
Yeah, very cool. So everything's great. Doctor's great. Knock on wood. Baby looks healthy. Heartbeat great. Mother's great. Everything. We're very, very blessed, no doubt.
That's so cool.
How about that, man?
Well, congratulations
again,
Mary.
We'll be finding out that it's a boy in a few days.
Yeah, next Friday. Oh, we don't know yet.
You're going to find out?
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Okay.
Just to make some plans. Because we've got to be like Uncle Zach, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We've got to know if we want to buy like the little Clemson football player outfit.
Sure.
Or, like, the little volleyball outfit.
Sure.
Pretty cool, huh?
That's awesome. Yeah, prenatal massage coming up, Meredith. Whenever you need it, you let me know.
Okay.
And we'll make that happen.
Okay.
Very cool. All right, babe.
All right. Well, y'all have a good morning.
All right. Love you. See you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. You sly dog. For months, man. For months.
Not months. 2 months.
Good.
I'll tell you how. This is really cool, okay? Because, we tried for like a year.
Yeah.
And we were, the adoption thing, which we will still adopt. And we're going to have more later on when you're fostering and all that kind of stuff. But, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do.
That's
so
crazy how that works out, isn't it?
It's crazy. So
we had a conversation about this.
Yes.
When that adoption thing didn't go your way.
Right.
We went, you know what?
Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow.
Yeah. We had this like adoption thing pulled out from underneath us one time.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Now, here's one thing I think is like what really threw me for a loop. And looking back on it, it's really one of the coolest things that happened. We went to Jocassee the week after Father's Day,
mm-hmm.
right? And so she takes this test thinking that, what if I have a cocktail there, And she comes home and finds out. So on Father's Day, we go to church and we come home and she takes that test without telling me. And then so for Father's Day, she gave me this little Clemson little onesie thing.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, so
cool. How about that, huh?
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, we'll know next Friday. We'll do the boy girl thing.
And you want to do that, or she want to do that?
I see the advantages for not doing it.
Yeah.
That the surprise and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
With that said, just planning and people want to showers and money, that kind of stuff. You can do without it, but yeah, I think you want. I don't know. Maybe not. Man,
I'm so excited for you. That's
awesome. You know what's cool is like you tell people.
Yeah.
And like we told our family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of nervous right now. I've never been nervous on the radio before.
Dude, I'm shaking. I'm excited.
That's crazy, huh? You tell people, well, first of all, you got to be careful, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're just now in the first trimester. We're 12 and a half weeks, 13 weeks is the first trimester.
You got to wait the 3 months or whatever it is.
Went to a doctor yesterday, though. It's the reason I wanted to wait. And heartbeat's good. Size of the baby's great. Everything's perfect so far. Mm-hmm. And she said, there's a 95% chance everything's going to be okay. So she said, you can start telling people. We're a great doctor and that kind of stuff. Anyway, it was hard not telling people, though.
Dude, you hid this for a while.
Yeah, you hid
this for a while.
Yeah. I was thinking that you might have heard me because when Brandon Streeter's our neighbor behind us.
Yeah.
When he came over, you didn't hear me tell him?
I should have known this. Normally, when we're in those situations, you're great about it turning and introducing me, right?
Yeah, because
it's just, you know, what people do, what you do, it's great. Yeah. And this time, you kind of put yourself between me and Streeter, and I was like, that's peculiar. He doesn't usually do that.
Yeah.
So I didn't think much of it at the time, but now that you mention it, I definitely think about it then now.
Yeah. But I just told him, he's like, that's awesome, man. So, and David Hood was right there. He heard me, and David and Nikki are expecting in October, Eli.
Mm-hmm.
So we're happy for them. That's really, really cool. So, man, it's been an awesome deal. I'll tell you this about it. And I didn't know it would be this way, but so we're 2 months basically of knowing where we're at with this stuff. And just like, that's all you think about.
I'm sure it is.
You know, financial, what do you got to do? What do you got to get the house ready? What do you got to do? Doctor stuff. What do you got to do? You know, medically, like leaving and what tests you have to take, when you got to go there. So that's really cool stuff, man. We're looking forward to it. Mary says it's a little boy. I say it's a little girl, but we'll find out next week.
You want a little girl?
I want a healthy baby. People say that all the time.
Sure.
But I just want a healthy baby. And in our family, we have unbelievable boys and girls. And so I love all of them, like, a little bit differently.
Yep.
So I can see being a little girl and being the greatest thing ever. And I can see a little boy being the greatest thing ever. So I don't understand, you know, people not appreciating all
this. What a day. Well, that was cool.
Pretty cool, huh?
That was awesome.
Well, and we had talked about how to do this with you.
Mm-hmm.
And because you said, I don't know if you remember this or not, one time you said, hey, when she is pregnant, just say, we'll do the Urban Nirvana ad.
I don't remember.
You don't remember saying that?
No.
You said, hey, that's how you'll tell me. What, you'll just do it. And this was like a month and a half ago. I said, how do you know that's how we're going to do it? So in my mind, I'd already thought about
it. I remember talking to you about when, you know, she was sick. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's pregnant. And then I kept on that for months.
For a month, you asked me about it, which is pretty cool. Now we're excited about it, man. All the people, we got a bunch of people on text message right now. Man, I appreciate people's prayers and thoughts. That's really cool to see it, to see people get excited about
that.
But you know, it's really, really, really cool is like people's reaction to it. Some of my friends are like, hey man, that's pretty cool. Did the Giants win last night? You know, stuff like that. You know?
That's not me. I'm not gonna be like that.
No. I really appreciate it. And I told Meredith, I said, when you do it, man, it'll be like Zach could be really excited.
I wanted to give both of you a hug, but I can't. We're doing a radio show right now.
No,
very excited. That is huge news.
Yeah.
Wonderful news. I know you guys have been looking for that for a while. Yeah. So
be a lot of fun.
Congratulations to you both. That's awesome.
When do y'all get married?
I don't know, but we'll figure it out.
You're on deck, buddy.
Yeah.
You're on deck.
A lot of pressure in this station.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something about pressure. That idea of trying to do that. It ain't like your normal deal in there. I tell you. So
did you know? You're like, that one was the one. That was it.
I got to be careful about saying this. Once you found out.
Yeah.
And you kind of go back to normal.
You do the math.
Unbelievable, man.
That was it. I was on my A game that night. I had a good night's sleep the night before. And we were good to go.
Well, for the longest time, she had a little Martin Brodeur in there.
Kick save and a view. She's throwing glove saves everywhere. Sometimes you just catch a goalie on a bad night. You slip on in.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's no garbage goal, though. That was dangle, snipe, selfie, baby.
Yeah,
and there we go.
Very cool, man. Now we're great. The text line is amazing. You guys, I don't have the time to answer all of them, but you guys are amazing. You guys are great. Thanks for pointing that out. Really cool stuff. That's going to be a fun fall. You know, thinking about it is moving forward, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And you know what? It's great that we have to do it in February, so not interrupting football season.
Yeah.
Already checked. Meredith is flying out there with us. Meredith just said, that's enough already. she's able to fly with us to Texas A&M. Got my Texas A&M tickets yesterday.
Now, when can a woman not fly in a pregnancy?
You know what? That's a question that she'd have to answer.
I don't know. I know it's something, but I don't know the date.
Yeah. But there's something there. But she's been cleared to fly for that one because then she's going to be at, what's that, 17, 16 weeks, whatever it is.
Yeah.
we are now 22 days, 4 hours, 23 minutes, and 12 seconds away. So
once that clock expires, we're going to start a new clock.
Oh, that's February 19th. Yeah, yeah. How about that? Very cool stuff there. My sister's birthday is February 19th, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah, but now you know you don't hit it on that day.
No.
So very, very cool stuff there. We're going to get to the... most nervous I've ever been on the radio.
I'm nervous right now.
Telling that kind of stuff. Anyway. Cool stuff there. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Trail. And speaking of family, that's a really cool segue to what these guys do and how they do it. They're going to make you feel like a part of their family. I know Will Huss and Neil Workman, all those great folks over there. They're really, really cool. They want to just be with you. They want to make sure that you are having a very positive experience through all this. You're going to have a whole lot of unbelievable experiences with them. You're going to get a great building. You're going to get it on time. You're going to get it on budget. And you're going to, at the end of it, besides getting this building for you, it's just going to be an amazing experience. And on the other side, you can have a relationship and friends with these people that will last a lifetime as well. Matter of fact, it's one of the coolest slogans I've ever heard. They build buildings and relationships both last a lifetime. To find out how the single source delivery at Trail works, to find out more about their people, to find out more about who they are, just go to trail.com and there's all kinds of experiences.